Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. One last long road trip before this first half of the season comes to a close, but your team is riding high on a six-game win streak. How do you guys plan on keeping that going?
Well, it's again, our big focus is not on the result. It's about how we've attained the results of the last six games, and we just talked about playing the right way. We've talked about going out and proving it, and we just reminded them that's what we got to keep focusing on. Told them I love the way they've been playing. We don't need to change anything. There's been a lot of talk about how many we've won and the potential of winning another one. But I said we can't focus on the result. We got to kind of focus on how we want to play, and that's been the message, and that's what we got to do again today.
Your team's special teams have been pretty special. Three shorthanded goals in the course of a couple of games. What has been kind of the key to your penalty kill?
Well, again, we've talked about it's an experienced group. Couple seniors, couple juniors, three juniors, three seniors in terms of the forwards that are our primary penalty killers, and obviously the defense are all in that same experienced boat. I mean, they've all done it, and penalty killing again it's about outworking our opponents, and when we have the players we have out there with their speed, quickness, hockey sense, it's a good combination, your goalie always has to be your best penalty kill, but. You know, if we can be disruptive down ice and be disruptive when teams enter the zone and not let them get set up, it just makes our penalty kill that much better.
Ellie Mosier returned to the ice last Saturday. She looked pretty good considering she hadn't played in 9 months. What did you expect to see out of her, and what do you hope to see out of her today?
Yeah, you know, again, I just talked about it, you know, coming in, being gone out as long as she'd been out and then stepping into a really, really highly competitive game like last Saturday, not easy, and you could tell it's been a while, and obviously I was hoping to get her and her line mates more shifts than they actually wound up getting, but due to the way the game went, it was a little tougher, but again, she's had another good week of practice with Claire making the USA team. It's opened up a spot, so we've had to shuffle some people around, and she'll definitely get more ice time this weekend. So again, I just want her to go out and play. No expectations, just be Ellie Mosier, be the player that she is, and go out and have fun.
Speaking of Claire, with her not in the lineup this weekend with your team, how have you had to shift some of your lines around?
We just moved Reese Hunt back in the middle. Reese had quite a few games playing in the middle. So we want to leave her and Haley together because they definitely have some really good chemistry. And we have Ellie playing on the right side with those two. Otherwise, Lindsay's line's the same. Kiki's line's the same. Those two lines, again, have been playing really, really well. So we didn't want to just reshuffle the deck with one player being out. Paige Anderson's line is the same, so it's just that one change, Reese in the middle and Ellie on the right side.
Your goaltending's been very strong. We got to see both goaltenders last weekend, Lauren Bench and Kerrigan Downey, your upperclassmen. What do you expect to see today out of your goaltending?
Hopefully the same. Lauren's going. She's playing really, really well, tracking the puck. Again, just keep playing the way she's playing and playing with a lot of confidence. So the thing I like most about her is she's making the saves she has to at the right time and giving us a chance. And if she continues to do that, certainly it's going to be to our benefit.
Second trip to Albany in 3 weeks. Girls are dealing with finals, long travel. Kind of feels a little bit like Groundhog Day, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, we talked about it. I mentioned it on Tuesday. There's a lot of things that could really distract the group. You know, you're talking about finals. Obviously, yesterday was a long travel day. We didn't get on the ice, but we also kind of we prepped them for it. We didn't practice Monday knowing because the finals were coming up, and a lot of them were going to be taking finals Tuesday, Wednesday because they were gone Thursday, Friday. But I just talked to our leadership group about the importance of staying focused when the time comes. You know, we got to be focused on playing hockey. And we've talked about that this morning at our meeting, or after our pregame skate this morning. Talked about it again at our meeting after pregame meal, just about being ready to play when that puck drops, and just again playing the right way. If we do that, we're going to give ourselves a really good chance.
Well, I know Union is on a trimester schedule, as I found out earlier this morning, and all they've had to focus on was hockey. I heard what your message to the team on the bus. That's just what you got to go out and do is play Beaver hockey and not worry about the other team, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we've been doing. You know, it's they've been out of school for quite a while now, but also there's no students around here, so it's I don't know what situation you'd rather be in. But, you know, the bottom line is that puck's going to drop at three. And if we're, as a group, ready to go, that's going to give us the best chance to be successful today. If we're not, obviously, it's going to make it a real battle, because Union's going to play hard. They're well coached. They play a lot of structure. They're going to battle. They're going to play hard. So again, we've got to be ready, and we can't just step out on the ice and think we can show up and win hockey games. We've got to be ready. We want to have a good start and go from there.
Coach, has it been officially announced yet about Claire?
It has been, yes. USA Hockey, we released that roster today. She's made the U.S. National team and is going to play in the rivalry series Saturday and Tuesday. So she'll be with Team USA here for a few more days. And just really, really excited, really proud of Claire. And, you know, she's worked hard for this opportunity, and I know it's been a goal of hers. So to see her be able to attain this and be named to the team is just really, really special, and couldn't be more happy for her.
I'm going to speak for Beaver Nation. It'd be fun to see her in green and white this weekend, but it is an honor to see her play in the red, white, and blue. So good luck to Claire this coming week. Coach, good luck to you. We'll talk to you in the postgame. Go get a win.
Thanks, Kelly.